The reading this morning is taken from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 and 2, and then verse 15. And that's on page 77 of the Bibles on your seats. So Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 1 and 2, on page 77. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. And then verse 15. You shall not steal. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Immature and nominal Christian, he lost his bicycle. And he came to the pastor. He said, please pray for my bicycle, I have lost it. So pastor said, okay, I can help you. So let us meditate on 10 commandments. So they started to meditate from 1 to through. And when they came at the 8th one, thou shalt not steal, so he remembered where the bicycle was. Because he went to break in a house, and he was successful in stealing, but lost his bicycle there. So he found it after the meditation of this 8th commandment. So sometime meditation gives us a right way to think and find our things which are lost, I think. Let me confess my sin as well. When I was doing my university, so we had to travel about 20 miles by bus and coming back by train from one city to another big city. And you have heard about Mitchell Fruit Farm? So train was passing through the Mitchell Fruit Farm. And all students, they were very fond to pluck these oranges and eating without letting the owner know. So we were stealing, actually. But that stealing was our pleasure. This was not actually, we didn't mean it, but still it is stealing. So many times we do things thinking that this is just pleasure. Many things we do, but still, when we deceive someone, it is stealing. Let me give you a context of these 10 commandments, as the Bible reading was verse 1 and 2. Then we will meditate on the 8th commandment. The people of Israel, the children of Israel, they were in slavery in Egypt. And they were crying for redemptions. They prayed about it. And in Exodus 3, God called Moses to redeem them. And God said, I have seen the misery of my people. I have seen the sorrow of my people, the misery of my people. So please, you go and redeem them. So idea of redeeming people is divine, is God's. So this is God's heart to redeem people. And this redemption, this redeeming, was unconditional. God didn't say that I have given you 10 commandments, and if you obey all of them, then I will redeem you through my servant Moses. No. God has already done the project, the mission through Moses. And after that, that was grace, that law was given. So God, redemption is free, unconditional. So he doesn't put us under the law until he redeemed us. And Jesus did the same. He redeemed and invite, come unto me, who in labor and heavy laden, and I will give rest. And after the redemption, the law was given to set a standard of a godly people. When people, they were redeemed, then God said, okay, so this is how the community of God will be like. So you will have this, the list of the commands, the Decalogue. So you will do this to be the community of God, the people of God. So this is law from love. It is not law to punish us. It is law to exercise love. Again, in the Old Testament, many times we think we are under the law in the Old Testament, and New Testament we are under the grace, of course. But the law is also the demonstration of God's love. So he did it after the redemption, after the redeeming project through Moses. The redeeming vision is God's heart. And he shared his vision to Moses, which became mission. And then Moses was commissioned to do the project. A brief understanding of the Decalogue. Why this Decalogue was given to God's people? It reveals that a man is a sinful man. Realizes that we are a sinful people. So recognizing sin in our life is shown by the law. So we must recognize, so of course we are not perfect. As Christian, the top is always vacant. We need to revise every day and see every day what we do, what we think. So revelation of the sin of man. And this is also the revelation of God's perfect character, the whole character of God. So who God is, giving us a picture through these Decalogue. So God is perfect. And this law helps us to understand God and his people. By exercising them, we can exercise the love of God, even through the law, the Decalogue. First three commands reveals who God is. And if you read it, I being the Lord your God. This is understanding of the right relationship with God. First three commands gives us the right relationship with the Lord. And number four is right relationship, worshiping the Lord, with worship the Lord. So how we can worship the Lord is number 4. And 5 to 10 is right relationship with man, with society. So that is why Jesus has summarized it. Jesus summarized this law into 2. Because we can divide these decalogue into 2. One tablet is 1 to 4, and the second tablet is 5 to 10. And Jesus summarized into 2, love your God with your heart, with all your heart, with all your strength. So the second is love your neighbor as yourself. So these 2 tablets, they were summarized in 2 commandments by Jesus Christ. Do not steal. Thou shall not steal. And this is 2 words in Hebrew. This is lo tignov. Lo tignov. Thou shall not steal. So we will see this 8th commandment into 3, by the help of 3 W's. What is stealing? And who is stealing? And how do we steal? So very simple. What is stealing? Genov, stealing. Stealing is an act of unfaithfully taking another person and his possession without the permission, with the intentions of permanently depriving someone. With the intention, we want to take somebody's possession. This is definition of stealing. Or taking some person, kidnap him or his possession without his permission, to deprive him permanently for his own selfish gain. So that is the definition. And the Hebrew term, lo tignov, covers do not steal anything from anyone at any time for any reason, because God is the owner of everything in heaven and earth. And if you read the Exodus and the Bible, you can find 12 commands, punishments on this one command, 8, do not steal. There are 12 different punishments and different kind of theft mentioned in the Bible. So it's quite serious. So why these laws were given to us, or to the community of God's people? When we intend to steal something, we say that our God is unjustified. He did not give me enough. And why he has given to somebody more than enough? So when we think like that, so we feel this is unjustified thing, you know. So I must have somebody's possession because this is my right. So this is immature faith, not knowing God, letting down the Lord, and thinking that God is not loving God. He is giving favor to somebody and not to me. So when you think like that, so you are intended to think to steal something. This is sin against our neighbor as well, because the command is to love your neighbor as yourself. Not only denying God, not only letting him down, but it is against the Christian community, the community of God's people. When we think and we do this kind of action, because sometimes action speaks louder than the words. We do actions without saying anything. So this is not sin against only God, but this is sin against our brothers and sisters against our neighbor. And that is why Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Mark 12, 30 and 31. Jesus summarized these two tablets into two commands to let us know the right understanding of Ten Commandments. When we steal and who is stealing? There are three kind of people they can be tempted in this against this command. Faithless people who are not well trained, who are not taught by someone, they are not mature, they are not friendly with the Word of God, they are not having fellowship with the believers, they don't have right understanding of relationship with God and with God's people. So these are the people who tempt to steal. So they are faithless, immature people, whether Christians or non-Christians. Number two, selfish people. Sometimes we are selfish in ourselves. We live for ourselves. We don't live for others. So this is the second kind of the people who are tempted to steal. They think this is our right to have everything which people have. So that is why they are tempted to steal somebody's or break into somebody's house to steal things. They wanted to fulfill the needs they have, not with their own resources, but to steal or to deceive someone. That is the second kind of. The third kind of people who steals is criminal people. Their mind is always set on crime, to do the crime. They are mentally ill. They need healing. And they do many things habitual. They don't want to do intentionally. They are habitual to do these kind of sin. They want to do something illegal always. Illegality is not a sin for them, but they are criminal people. So faithless people, selfish people, and the criminal people, they do this sin against the Lord and against the neighbor. We can say easily, we don't steal. Steal doesn't mean just you have to break into somebody's house and steal the things now. We have modern stealing as well. We don't make action and we don't think this is stealing, but we do. If we are an employee working with someone in office or in a factory, whatever. So we need to be honest wherever God has put us to be a witness as Christian. But there is always temptation to have longer break, extend our breaks, a lunch break, a tea breaks, browsing the internet all the time in the office. And maybe thinking something else which is not in the favor of your office or in a factory or in a company. So this is sometimes a casual thing. We don't think that this is also a sin. But many times we are very casual and the honesty is really a challenge wherever we are. So that is the first thing. And if we are an employer, if we are giving jobs to the people, so many times we cheat in their wages by cutting their salaries or maybe doing some fines or maybe cheating in taxes. So these kind of thing, participating in digital frauds, so these are the regular things, very casual. We don't pay any attention without thinking that this is also stealing. So again, as a Christian employer, God has put us to be a witness for the employees. Maybe your employees are Christian and non-Christian. And our attitude, Christian attitude, can be a loud witness for them. And their heart can be moved to know more about Christ. I have a nurse in my fellowship. She is very honest in her work. And she takes care about the patients. And all other nurses, they are sleeping in the night, during the night. But she awake and she does her duty very honestly. And once our chief minister visited a hospital 2 o'clock in the middle of the night, and she was the only nurse who was sitting on her desk, and the other three, they were non-Christian, they're sleeping. And the chief minister said, "Who are you and why you are awakening this time while others are sleeping?" And she said, "I'm Christian nurse." So this is how on the duty we can witness the Lord, by being faithful, obeying the commands God has given us. The solution is to set our heart with the Lord Jesus Christ. Stealing is also the matter of heart. But solution is also the matter of heart with Jesus. Unless and until we recognize that we are sinner and we are doing against God and against our neighbor, we will not recognize and realize that we must confess and say sorry what we have done intentionally and unintentionally. Two thieves, they were being crucified with Jesus, one on each side. And one of them turned to Jesus, "Jesus, please remember me when you will be in your kingdom." That's the heart. Unless we realize and recognize where we are, where my faith is, and where must I go, we can't be saved. We must realize, recognize our sins are inside. Many times maybe we say, "Oh, we are very regular worshipper, we come every Sunday here. So we do good offering, giving charity and everything, you know." But still, there is a space to meditate daily, daily, where my faith stands in the Lord. Stealing is a matter of heart, And the solution is also found in the heart with Jesus. Jesus said, you will be in paradise today. So that is what we need to hear from Jesus. Let us meditate for a few seconds what God has said to us. This is individual meditation. Just 30 seconds, close eyes and meditate. And it is good to confess before the Lord that God has commanded us, do not steal. Maybe we are not thief, but sometimes our thoughts, our unintentional actions, they are stealing something. Forgive us, Lord. We confess that we are sinner. Let us set our heart with you to be humble, to realize, to recognize a sin, and to say sorry. And be a witness to the world as Christian, exercising our faith, showing you through us our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Let us set our hearts on Jesus, just as that thief on the cross turned to him and cried, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus turns to the vilest of sinners and says, today you'll be with me in paradise. Let us set our hearts on Jesus as we sing this song. Should we stand?